The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high." And then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, I'm going to ask all our first communicants if they would like to come and sit here on the steps. We promise we cleaned this extra hard this morning. Don't worry about your desk. Just come and sit here, kids, all around. Have a seat. Sit here. So nice today. Are you going to a wedding? Are you getting married? No? Oh, okay. Well, why are you all dressed up? For your first Holy Communion. That's right. That's right. But you look like you're going to a wedding, don't you? Yeah. You know why? There's a reason for that. Because you're getting married to Jesus. Huh? Never thought about that, did you? You're getting married to Jesus today. Now listen to me. When you were baptized, you all have your beautiful baptismal stoles on you, right? Yeah? See, you see the connection? St. Paul says that when we were baptized, we were united to Christ. We were united to Jesus. We became one with him. And when the early Christians, when they were baptized, they actually, at that time in the early church, received confirmation and the Eucharist at the same time. We still do that with adults. During the Easter season, when we bring an adult into the church, they are confirmed and then they receive the Holy Eucharist. And there's some of our congregation who came into the church at Easter, and that's what they experienced. Now, it's a long explanation, it's not worth spending time on. We do a little differently with young people, don't we? You're going to be confirmed later on, alright? When you're in high school. And that's alright. But in the early church, the last sacrament you received to become one with Jesus was what you're receiving today. Your first Holy Communion. And like I said, it doesn't matter that you're going to receive confirmation a little bit later on. But there's something special about the Eucharist. And we know that. Now you're all dressed up. That tells us something special. It's something important. This is a big step in your lives. But it began way back at your baptism. And now, like I said, I know I was joking with you guys like you're going to a wedding, but you are in a sense. You are giving yourself fully to Jesus. It's like a marriage. In fact, even the word that we use, communion, right? We use that word. You're going to receive your first Holy Communion today. Com unio. Communion comes from two Latin words. Com unio. To be one with. And of course, that one with is Jesus, right? You're going to receive his body and blood today at Mass. Father Carl and I are going to give you your the body and the blood of Jesus for the first time. And by doing that, by receiving the body and blood of Jesus today, you are one with Jesus. You are, in a sense, married to him. In a very real sense. Married, not like your mom and dad got married. A little different than that, of course. But married in the sense that, yeah, you're promising Jesus you're going to be faithful to him. Right? You're going to live for Jesus. Right? That's what you're promising today. That's a big step for you guys. And I know many people think, well, you're pretty young to make that step. I don't think so. I don't think think so. We have saints in our tradition, our Catholic tradition, who were your age and gave their lives for Jesus in the early church. And even now, I don't know if you follow the news, your parents follow the news. Some of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, people your age, their parents, are being forced to make decisions whether they're going to be faithful to Jesus or give up the faith. And you know what? They're being faithful to Jesus. So we believe as a church, because you are communion, you are one with Jesus today, that the Holy Spirit, you can see our banner up here because we've begun the novena to the Holy Spirit yesterday, Friday. And we're going to pray these 9 days for the next big feast that comes next weekend, which is, anybody know what that is? What's the next big feast? The final feast of Easter season. Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles. And what did he do? He empowered them. They were afraid. They were up in the upper room, locked the doors. They were, even though they had seen the risen Jesus, right? They saw his hands. They touched his side. We've been reading those stories in the Easter season, haven't we? And even though they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, conquered sin and death, they were still afraid. And then what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they weren't afraid anymore. So that's what we're doing. This is so awesome. All the things that are going on in the church and in your life today in this very special way, this is a very powerful time because the Holy Spirit is being given to you. It's the Holy Spirit that when Father Carl and I say Mass today, and that bread and that wine becomes the body and blood of Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit that does that. It's not Father Carl or Father Dennis. Yes, we've been given the sacrament of holy orders, and the Spirit works through us. Yes, but it is the Holy Spirit that changes that bread and that wine to be the body and blood of Jesus. I want to read you something, if I can reach it here. Maybe a couple months ago, some of the young people came by and brought a card to me that I was, getting better from my leg and all this stuff still happening. And they came to visit me. I think it was like 4 or 5 young people from school. And they gave me this card. It said, and this is from a conversation that Jesus had with St. Faustina. You see that picture way over there where it's Jesus and there's red and white beams coming out of his side over there? Can you see that picture? That picture is called Divine Mercy. And Jesus appeared to a nun in Poland. Her name was St. Faustina Kowalska. And he had a series of appearances to her, and he talked to her about his love and his concern for the girl. You know? And how he desired, that's why we call it Divine Mercy. He told her that my mercy is without end. And he wanted her to pray, and he wanted us to pray. This is the message of Divine Mercy, for all of us to pray and live out our lives as Christians so that the world can know the mercy and love of Jesus. Now, I know I've asked you this before a few days ago. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has declared this year a special year. But you're going to have to know the answer. What's this year called? It's a jubilee year of mercy. How about that? It's a very special time. This year that you're making your first Holy Communion, you're in the year of mercy. Special graces are being given to the church in this year of mercy and to you on your first Holy Communion. And one of the things that Jesus said to St. Faustina, and when I'm reading this on the card, they printed it on the card, it said, I am love and mercy. That's what Jesus said. I am love and mercy itself. Not that he loves us and is merciful to us. Yes, he is. But more than that, his very nature, his very being, is love and mercy. He can't do anything else but love us, because that's who he is. That's what he's saying to St. Faustina. I am love. Just like Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of me will live forever. That's what Jesus is saying to you today. That's what he's saying. You are uniting yourself to me. Jesus is saying this to you. You are uniting yourself to me. You are marrying yourself to me. You are promising to be faithful to me. This is what I will show you. I will show you love and mercy. Because that's who I am. So now Jesus says to St. Faustina to tell us this. When a soul, it's us, We have a soul. When a soul approaches me with trust, I fill it with such an abundance of graces that it cannot contain them within itself, but radiates them to other souls. So in other words, what Jesus is saying to you and me today is that when we put our trust in Jesus, when you come up today and receive your first Holy Communion, I want you to think about this. When in your heart, below that picture of divine mercy, there are the words that Jesus told Sister Faustina. St. Faustina says, tell the world to say these words, Jesus, I trust in you. There it is. I trust in you, Jesus. So when you come up and receive your first Holy Communion today, I want you to pray that prayer in your heart, okay? Not only that, I would encourage you to pray that prayer every day, as soon as you get up. Jesus, I trust in you. And then what Jesus says is that he's going to fill you with such an abundance of grace and love that you won't be able to hold it inside, but that it'll come spilling out of you. And isn't that beautiful? And that's just another example of like receiving your first Holy Communion. It's like getting married. When you're in love with someone, like your parents are loving each other, when you love your friends, when you love your parents, your family, that love pours out. We can't keep it inside. It comes out of us. Right? This weekend is Mother's Day too. Wow, there's all these things going on. And you all love your mothers, right? Yeah, I hope so. That's right. Yeah, of course, we love our mothers. They gave us birth. They care for us. And we're going to celebrate Father's Day too. Yeah. We love that. You know, and when we love someone, we show it, don't we? Yeah. Maybe some of you bought a special gift for your mom this weekend, or you made a card for her, or you're going to make breakfast. You know? Hopefully not too much of a mess, right? Too big a mess, yeah. Right? So, you show your love. When you love someone, you show it. That's what Jesus says. I'm going to show you my love. If you put your trust in me, I'm going to show you my love. I'm going to show you my mercy. I'm going to give you special graces, special help, okay? To love Jesus and to love others. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's awesome. And that's all being given to you because you are special. You are loved by Jesus. You are very important. And he promises that he's going to be faithful to you. And you and I and all of us here today, we need to say to Jesus, Jesus, I trust you. Okay? All right, well, I'm excited for you guys. Excited? Are you nervous? No? Sure, totally nervous. All right, wonderful. Well, why don't you join your parents once again there, and we'll continue our celebration.